Hey there, everybody. Welcome into this week's edition of the WTOC First Alert Weather Podcast. Meteorologist Andrew Horton here with Chief Meteorologist Dave Turley. Dave, how was your weekend?
Weekend was good. Didn't really do much on Sunday, although I can tell you on Saturday, I did run that 5K. I got my rear in gear on Saturday and then watched a little bit of golf on Sunday before the rains came down and suspended play at the Heritage.
Yeah, it's something we talked about last week was a potential, and unfortunately it did kind of put a damper on things Sunday evening, but you know, they got the rest of it in on this Monday, and no surprise, Scotty got it done once again.
Yeah, good for him. He's on a nice little streak here coming off the Masters and now wins his second tournament in a row, I guess, right?
Yeah, 4 out of 5, second in a row. So, and he's about to have a child. So he's living life large.
Yes,
right
I heard
now.
That. Yeah. A lot of stuff going on for him.
He's doing well. And for us, you know, might be busy for some people. For us, the weather department, relatively quiet forecasting the week ahead, which is not a bad thing, but we are seeing temperatures that are a little bit below average to start the week. We're going to even things out as we go, more so into the middle and the end of the week. Before that, Dave, we've got a chilly morning to talk about.
Yeah, we're talking about some temperatures which are going to be below average, or normal low is typically mid-50s this time of the year. Look at Tuesday morning. Again, we're recording this. Today is Monday, the 22nd of April, and we are going to be well below average, mid-40s. It's not record-breaking cold, but certainly a good 10 degrees below normal.
Yeah, and then we're going to climb back up as we go through the end of the week, so the mornings become a little bit more mild, a little bit more comfortable, and the afternoons, well, they get back up near average middle to the end of the week, and they don't fluctuate too much from that once we get to that point.
Yeah, I think we're going to keep those temperatures on the warm side as we move on into next week. So let's talk about what's going on across the region. We had a cold front, and we were talking about this earlier. I was out on my back porch yesterday, and it was about 79 degrees at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I was looking at the radar. I was, oh, here comes the rain. I can see you there in Effingham County and parts of Bullock County, working in from the west. Got a little breezy. Then the rains came and the temperature dropped. Within like an hour, it was down easily 10 degrees. And then within 2 hours, it was down over 20 degrees. So much cooler air thanks to that cold front we had out here yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, watching the Heritage here on WTOC, you could see the guys that were in shorts before the rain, and then it poured and poured, and then afterwards, it was in the 50s. It was a crazy amount of cool that came in quickly. We didn't change much overnight, 50s overnight into our Monday morning, and then we're going to be even chillier going into tonight, which is that graphic Dave has on your screen.
Yeah, and that's all thanks to the high pressure building in. This is a kind of a cooler area of high pressure. It's going to stick around the next couple of days. So for tonight, still to our north, that'll bring us the clear skies and some chilly temperatures. For tomorrow, the high moves over the area, and it's going to start to what we call kind of moderate a little bit. So the temperatures are coldest Tuesday morning, as we showed you with those 40s, but then we start to warm things up a little bit, especially as we move on into Wednesday.
Yeah, so Wednesday we get closer to average, lots of sunshine, especially anytime you see that the blue circle with the H around, it's going to be probably sunny, probably dry. And that's what we're going to see here. Beautiful weather for the middle of the week in the morning, start to warm up a little bit as well. So very average, nice, comfortable weather here for, you know, the middle of the week is looking great.
Yeah. And then you see, if you're looking at the graphic there, you see a cold front across northern Alabama and into Mississippi. That's going to try to move into the area more so overnight, Wednesday into Thursday. And it looks like it kind of stalls out over the area. It doesn't have a lot of moisture with it, but it might bring a few extra clouds, and that will give us a slight chance for a shower.
Yeah, and by slight, we mean maybe a 10% shot. It's there. It exists. The chance of it happening, pretty limited. So good week to get the car washed. If you have a garden, definitely going to have to water that, water the lawn if that's something that you've already put down. And you can't rely on Mother Nature for any substantial rain over the next 5 to 7 days.
Yeah, and you're looking at the 7-day forecast now, you can see that rain chance only at 10% Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That front kind of washes out on Saturday and high pressure reestablishes itself. And there you see the dry weather on Sunday. So your weekend, if you have any plans coming up for the weekend, will be rather nice. And speaking weekend, You got any weekend plans coming up for this next weekend?
No. You know, this past weekend was busy making our way up to Hilton Head on Saturday. So kind of just did some things around the house this past Sunday. Going to do more of the same, maybe some yard work. I've got a lot of stuff on my roof I need to get off, so I'm going to get a ladder. Going to get the leaf blower that was so...
Do you need a ladder? I have a ladder. Do you need a ladder?
Well, I should be okay. I've got a neighbor that has a big A-frame for me. And then the leaf blower was... so generously donated by you, and it's a good one, so thank you.
You're welcome.
It works well.
A nice Toro.
It is. It's good. I mean, you gotta stand firm whenever you put that all the way up. So that gets a bunch of the leaves off the roof. We just have like a tree canopy over the house, and every now and then the little pollen pods come down and they stick to the roof, and just a little thing. Gotta add some curb appeal, get that off of there.
Well, that's good. We are going to be doing a little bit of traveling this weekend. I cannot believe my daughter is pretty much done with college.
That's crazy.
At least for this semester here.
Yeah, yeah.
And she is done with her first experience of college because she was going to Georgia College in Milledgeville, but she got accepted to Georgia. Got the Georgia G here.
Representing.
So she's going to be moving out, and she's going to be done with Milledgeville and going to be heading up to Athens. So we're going to be helping her move back home, some of her stuff here this upcoming week, Michelle and I. So that's my weekend plans.
Well, that's good, though. You get some family bonding time, and it looks good for driving and moving. It's never worse than moving in the rain. It's happened a couple times. It's not fun.
No, it's not fun. And a lot of times it seems to happen for me in the summertime when it's hot and then you get the thunderstorm and it rains and it's like, oh, this is not good.
Right. But at least you have good weather for that and a quiet weekend across this area as well. And then we hop right on into May, which is crazy. This month, I feel like it's just gone very fast.
I can't believe we're already almost into May, and we're going to be talking about probably wrapping up April in our next First Alert Weather podcast, and we'll look at the stats and then kind of look forward to what we can expect for April as far as the temperatures. And, of course, once we get through May, we're getting into hurricane season.
Yeah, and we're working on some things for you guys about that. Always working on that kind of stuff for you. Got a special and extras coming up, but we'll save that for a later date. So, Dave, I think that wraps it up for us today. And just want you guys to be alerted to that cold that's coming in on Tuesday morning. Nicer weather, end of the week, end of the weekend. For Chief Meteorologist Dave Turley, I'm Andrew Gordon. Hope you guys have a good one.